This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness. In the year 1900, the average life expectancy in the United States was 47 years. Since that time, the miracle of modern medicine has extended the average human lifespan by more than 30 years. And most people are really not aware of the fact that within the scientific community, there is now a severe competition to develop a protocol that will actually reverse human aging. Can science reverse aging? That's what we're going to talk about coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Drug boss in U.S. federal court.
4 decades after he was convicted in Mexico for orchestrating the murder of an American drug agent, one of the most notorious Mexican narco traffickers is locked in a Brooklyn jail. Mexico expelled Rafael Caro Quintero, flying him to New York, where he pleaded not guilty to charges of trafficking enormous quantities of marijuana and cocaine into the United States and leading a continuing criminal enterprise.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. No progress in the latest round of talks on the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Phase 1 expires today.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon mostly cloudy skies with a couple of snow showers in the area, windy and colder conditions, high 27. For tonight, low clouds and colder with a couple of flurries, low 12. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and very cold, a bit of snow in the afternoon with little or no accumulation expected, high 22. Tomorrow night, cloudy in the evening, then partly cloudy later on, low 14. On Monday, not as cold with plenty of sun, high 30. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 26. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey, we are back here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino is with you. And you know what? We always talk about information that is beneficial for you. That's why we're here, folks. Now, here's something that we're all involved in, and that's Medicare. Now, if you're turning 65 and this is new for you, it's even more important that you head over to Clarity Group and learn about Medicare. And they will be so happy to talk to you about it because that's their business. And they're open all year round, 5 different locations in Western New York. And you know what? It doesn't cost you a cent. Doesn't cost you a cent. Remember that, okay? Now, we've got Sally Steyer back in studio. She's the president. She's the one who organized all this a couple years ago, okay? We've got Lisa Giancarlo, who's back with her, another vice president. And ladies, it's super because you saw a need in the community, Sally, and you said, look, instead of me just representing one company, I can represent a lot of different companies and really give people the benefit of all this knowledge. And that's what Clarity Group does.
Yes, and it was actually 8 years.
Wow, congratulations.
8 years ago on March 1st is when we opened our doors at our smaller office that we used to have on Transit Road, when it was just Lisa and I sharing an office and a couple other people, and we even had Donna, our office man, all in the same room.
Wow.
The three of us crowded in.
And may I say, congratulations.
Those were fun days, weren't they?
You've won many local awards, too, from the different communities that you've touched. So congratulations on that, and it's because you do a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So now what a difference 8 years can make.
Oh, my goodness.
5 locations now, 6 with
Florida. Right.
And we have about 25 representatives. We're still looking for more.
Yes.
Because we still have, you know, plenty of opportunities. But we like the fact that we have a big group of people because even if one of us is not available, we know that we have someone that's going to be there to take care of it. We work as a great team, so it's really great.
Yeah, you've got so many great people. Different people bring different experiences to the table, and that's what you love. So, folks, if you think that you would be a very good asset to Clarity Group, that you could counsel people on their Medicare choices, by all means, give them a call because they're looking for you. 716-393-3437. That's the main number, and you'll talk to Donna, 716-393-3437. As I always say, the companies that are going to make it as we go into the future are the people who are serious about customer service. And Sally, you had just an example of that happen just recently.
I did. It was right at the end of January, and I had a customer. I just happened to be at our McKinley Mall location, and a woman walked in, and she was just so frustrated. Somehow, she ended up with no insurance. Her employer or something, she didn't realize something was canceled, and she had Medicare, original Medicare, but nothing else. And she was really nervous because she was taking a vacation in a couple weeks. So she needed coverage to start February 1st, and here it is, you know, January 28th.
Wow.
Or whatever. So she was frustrated because she had called one of the local carriers. And she had called them in the beginning of January, and they said, well, we can get you in on the 26th or whatever.
Of February.
That was of January. Oh. But then she got there for her January appointment, and they said, well, we can't do anything for you because you don't have a special enrollment period because you have to be able to sign some up. So they said, but if you sign up for Epic and come back in about a month, maybe we can help you. And they just handed her an Epic application with no explanation what Epic is, what, you know.
Oh, boy.
So then she called an agent that somebody had suggested that she worked with a couple of years back. And that person said they could take her at the end of February.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So here she is, just happens to be in the McKinley Mall. And she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I really want insurance, like, now. And I'm like, it's not a problem. And she's like, what, you know, so she didn't even know what this Epic application she had was for.
99% of our audience doesn't, so no. I understand that, and it includes me.
Epic is a program through New York State that you can get as a backup to your prescription coverage, but it also has this great feature that if you're a member of Epic, you get one extra opportunity every year that you could change your plan, even if it's outside of an enrollment period. So there was still plenty of time. I filled out her application, faxed it to Epic, called Epic and said, hey, this person needs this quick. They need it to be able to sign up for February. Got her approval the same day for Epic.
Oh, man.
Got her into a plan. Everything's good. She can go on her trip in February that she was nervous about not having coverage for. And she was like, just amazed.
Oh,
I was like,
isn't that
great? There was no reason she had to be put off a month.
Wow. See, and this happens to people every day. You kind of get lost in, you know, in the crowds of people. And folks, it doesn't have to be that way. That's why Clarity Group is here, and that's why their doors are open all year round, not just during special enrollment periods, because right. People have questions. They're human. And things change.
Right. And you know what's great about that is that, you know, it doesn't matter if Sally was there or any one of our other agents were there. They all would have done the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't know, we have a special
they would call
text
us.
Program
mm-hmm.
that is a group program that we're all in touch with each other. So when people have questions, hey, can I do this? Or is there a way to do this? Or, hey, I just got this. We share all day long with all of our agents.
That's great.
All this great information. And if that would have been any one of our agents and they didn't know what to do, they'd either call us directly or they would put it out on our group. Our group program and say, hey, I have someone here. This is the situation. If they didn't already know, most of them already know what to do.
We've
trained them, you know, in that respect.
Sure.
Of, hey, you can get someone in within 24 hours. Don't worry. You got this.
Folks, we may be unsure about Medicare questions, but Clarity Group is not. They know. So if you don't know, that's why they're here. That's why they work on our behalf, okay? You call them. Call the person who you work with and say, well, this has just come up, and I don't really know, you know, what this is all about. Give them 5 minutes. They'll explain everything to you, and you go, oh, this is great. Now, I've got one for you, Sally. I'm all for fitness now. But no, okay, new year, right? New me. I have a fitness benefit, but I'm really not sure how to use it.
Okay.
Can you help me with that?
That is actually a common question we've been getting the last couple months. Because two of the major carriers that we work with just recently changed their fitness program. A lot of people were used to a program called Silver Sneakers or something like that. And there's a new benefit called Fit On that's being offered. It's still a great program. Most people are still going to be able to go to the same gyms they were before. It just works a little bit differently. You have to, like, go on a website and, you know, or an app and do a couple things first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll cover your fitness membership just like you're used to.
Okay. That's easy enough.
And it's kind of nice, too, because it has other options, too. Maybe you don't want to just go to a traditional health club. You just want to take a Pilates class mm-hmm. or something like that. So, you know, every company offers something slightly different on how they work it. There's different programs out there for fitness. And it gets confusing. Well, which one will mine cover? Can I do this? Can I do that? And so if anyone's having trouble with that, you know, we've taken training on it. You can come into our office. We'll show you how to get the program on your phone.
Oh, good. So I can just stop in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can help me put the app right on my phone.
Yep.
See,
sure.
That's what they do. That's why we love Clarity Group. It's awesome.
Just give Lisa your phone now.
Yeah.
She'll take care of it.
I've done that. Folks, listen, this is what it's all about, customer service and helping you. If they don't know, they're going to find out, but you're certainly going to know by the end of your appointment. Now, we want to let everybody know, they always like to help you too, even before the time comes where you have to make a decision. So they always have these great Medicare 101 seminars, and you get Lisa, you get Sally, you get Karen. Somebody's always willing to teach that. We have one coming on March 29th, okay? And if you'd like to know more about it, just go to the website. That's claritygroupny.com. It's absolutely free of charge. It's free of charge, right, to go in for the Medicare 101?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you don't pay anything at
right.
Clarity Group, okay? So they're not going to charge you for that. March 29th, that next one is coming up. Go on in and sit down, and you'll get your basic questions answered, and then you'll see what Clarity Group can do for you. And that's really what it's all about. You can be of service to people all year round, not just when we start seeing all these crazy commercials, you know, on TV saying, you got to sign up, you got to do this. Medicare is really a full year thing. You have
right.
to know what you've got. And sometimes you don't know what you have until you're told, I'm going to have an operation. Well, wait a minute. Is everything for my operation covered? How much is covered? We actually had to call Lisa because my husband had an operation. And Lisa helped us out a lot. We made a couple of changes that made it even more economical for us. So things like that can be done, but you gotta let these folks work with you. Are you expecting any other big changes, let's say, with the change of leadership in the White House? What do you think anything will happen with Medicare, or does nothing else change for the rest of 2025?
2025 is set in stone.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good to know.
I think the biggest feature right now with our annual election period last year, from October 15th through December 7th, the biggest change was Medicare Part D drug coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another big piece of the puzzle. After annual election period, then you have open enrollment period, which is from January 1st to March 31st. Mm-hmm. So that's a time frame right now that if you do want to review your plan, if you're paying a ton of money for your medications, you might want to come in and review your plan and look at your co-payments for your medicines, because Medicare Part D changed this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not aware of it, it all depends on your situation, whether it's going to be a big deal or not. I have clients that, you know, are paying more for their medicines right out of the gate than they're used to. I have clients that, you know, have, and this goes for everybody, you may be in a situation where you're on a couple of brand name medicines. You might be looking at a plan that has a deductible or a percentage now for your medicines. Those things can be play really a lot of havoc on your financial pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's a max out of pocket of $2,000 now. Then you don't pay anything after that the rest of the calendar year for medicines only.
Which that's a huge change.
It
that
is
was
a huge
big
change.
Drop from 2023, from 2024,
which was
the cap 8, was $8,000.
Right.
So capping it at $2,000, for some people, is an absolutely huge, huge savings.
And and we've looked at some of the medications and done cost analysis. It's gone down to about $500 or $600 out of pocket for some people.
Wow.
So the bigger and more medicine and brand names you're on, the more it'll benefit you, per se. Not that I want that to happen to anyone. But
those are those little
mm-hmm. things that you definitely want to come into Clarity Group, do a cost analysis, and see what's out there and works better for you for that avenue as well.
Right, because it can make quite a difference from company to company what the prescriptions are going to come out to. We found that is a big difference in things this year, depending on what you're taking. And a lot of people are finding their situation is almost the reverse of what it was in the past, where before there was a coverage gap, so they paid less in the beginning, they are more at the end. Some people now are paying more in the beginning, but they get to June and their drugs are free for the rest of the year.
Ladies, 716-393-3437. Call your Clarity Group representative today.
It's the winter boot sale at Route 5 Boots and SAS Shoes. All winter boots are on sale. Save up to 50% now on select styles. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Route 5 is Western New York's premier comfort shoe and boot store, featuring all your favorite brands, including Chippewa, Tanner, Keen, Zamberlin, SAS, Birkenstock, Dansko, and Taos, just to name a few. Hurry in now to Route 5 Boots and SAS Shoes for this amazing winter boot sale.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo at a new time, noon to 1 p.m., Saturdays on WBEN.
people are moving to Florida in record numbers, over 1,200 new residents per day. Florida Bound Truck Share is a new full-service door-to-door moving company. The Florida Bound Truck Share is an affordable way to move your stuff at only a fraction of the cost of the other guys. Serving Western New York and Southern Ontario. Moving to Florida? Call us now. 716-913-1097. That's 716-913-1097. Florida Truck Share will get you there. This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hey, once again, everybody, welcome back to Senior Radio Buffalo. We're so glad you're tuning in. Step by step, we're getting a little closer to spring. We can only hope. Richard Durwald is back in studio with me, one of my very favorite guests here in Western New York, senior consultant over at Erie County Senior Services. You see him out all the time. He visits our senior centers. He's encouraging people to work out. Such a fitness, a dynamic person. Let me tell you, he's turning 90. Nothing is slowing him down. Recently, being inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. You could say Richard is certainly a jewel in the crown of Western New York, and we're thrilled to have him. Richard, welcome back.
Hey, I never heard that expression before.
See that? It's just for you. That's why. Richard, we were chronicling your life, and we had one segment where you talked about your early years, that you were a frail kid, turned to lifting weights and understanding that, wow, this is a way that I could build myself up. You did so. You started entering contests around Western New York, Mr. Buffalo, this and that. And now you're turning to wrestling, and you're meeting people like Gorgeous George people who are wrestling at that time.
Yes, yes. But the thing is, I'm going to tell you what finished me in wrestling. Well, number one is I was tired of getting banged around.
I would imagine.
Because some of them were ex Hall of Fame football players.
Do they have weight classes in wrestling?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. At my best weight, I was about 212.
Wow, so you could be wrestling anybody.
I did.
Someone 6'5", right?
I did. Oh. I wrestled Fritz Von Erich. They made a movie recently about the Von Erich family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I wrestled Fritz down at the auditorium.
Wow.
And he's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's about 6'5", or
6'6",
wow. You know. So, again, wrestling is a show. But one night, I got in with somebody, I'm not going to mention his name, and there's a hold called the Boston Crab, where you're laying on your stomach, and the other person's got both of your legs. I thought the guy was going to break my back.
Lynn. Wow.
I says, I might never walk again. And he, I don't know what he was trying to do, but anyway, I got to the ropes, and the referee broke it up. I was a wrestler, but I'm not a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be really honest with you. But when he got up, my adrenaline was at an all-time high, and I sucker punched him right in the jaw, and I think I partially knocked him out. But he was a rising star.
Mm.
The promoter came in, took his cigar, he threw it against things. Don't you know that we're building that guy up, and what are you trying to? And I knew if I went back and wrestled again, there was guys in wrestling at the time they called policemen. And if you weren't in favor with the promoter, they would break your arm or break your leg.
So they're telling you, get out of this.
Yeah.
You're not going to do well anymore.
No.
Right.
I says, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
One thing I did in high school is I played an upright bass and I sang. So I got into singing. I says, I'm not going back to here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, I was getting, I'm not going to get all banged.
So your son's talent is inherited.
That's I'm the one that brought him into it.
Ah.
Yes. But I started to sing. We sang all over, and we worked for a disc jockey mostly called Freddie Clustine.
Oh, I remember Fred Clustine.
A great guy. He's passed away now.
Yeah.
But he was we did all his record hops.
Oh, wow.
I did all his hops all over. I was with a group called Wade Curtis and the Rhythm Rockers.
Wow.
And I wrote a lot of the songs.
Well, Fred used to work at WKBW.
Yes, he did. Yes, I worked a couple of times for Danny.
Yeah.
Danny Nevereth, too.
Yeah.
And it was a great time, you know? And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the singing. And I enjoyed writing songs. I would have known what I was going to be talking about today, that we were going to do this little...
Look back at your life.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'd like to prove what I'm saying. But at any rate, I wrote a song called Bright Lights, which was released in Sweden, Europe, and in Asia.
Huh.
And it's on a soundtrack of a Hollywood movie starring Willem Dafoe.
Ooh.
Called Tomorrow You're Gone.
Oh, wow.
And have you ever wanted to rent the movie?
Yeah.
It's renting real cheap. I think it's from 2012. The song is called Bright Lights, and they buy a car, and they're taken off. And there's a second part to this, too. Wade Curtis, who ran the band, he was the band leader, I was the vocalist, he sent it to a record company in London. And it's kind of a song, the theme of the song is go downtown and have a great time. Mm-hmm. The same record company released about 4 months later, Petula Clark.
Downtown, oh!
It was the same message.
Yeah.
It was the same company that we sent the thing to. And I talked to a guy in the business that there's no question that they took that and made it. I can't prove that, and I don't really care about proving it, but that is an absolute fact.
Mm-hmm.
And we did very, very well with the music. It was just another thing that I did.
Yeah.
F. Scott Fitzgerald said at one time, an American life only has one act. Have you ever heard that statement?
No.
Yeah. And on the other hand, Shakespeare said, this is a play and we're all actors and actresses.
Yes.
And it has many acts. And I look at my life now and I realize I had many,
many,
many acts.
Didn't you also invent the toy wrestlers?
I did.
Tell us about that. That was another opportunity that should have come your way.
Well, my son has followed my footsteps in a lot of ways. One of them being a singer, which he's made his whole life.
Yes.
Out. And he's doing really
he's excellent. Yes.
Really well. He's traveling. He's traveling all over the country now.
Great.
Yeah, he's on a plane every week.
He's got a talented family, his wife, everybody.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of proud of it, actually, to tell you the truth.
You should be.
But when I was showing him about wrestling, we were up on my porch. We lived over on Florida Street, which is right by Main and Delavan, back then. And I was showing him the... where he had superheroes, but he had dolls, like wrestling figures. No, they weren't even wrestling figures. I'm sorry.
Army men,
like G.I. Joes. Yeah. I says, okay, in tag team, it's much harder than a singles match. So you got to choreograph it. I says, if he's over here, don't you move over there. Come over here. And I went back. I says, they should make action figures out of these. So I sent it in to... I looked around and said, who makes action figures? It was LJN Company in New York City. They were making action figures. So I sent them in the proposal. I had the woman next door write the proposal, and she was a notary public, and she signed it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they told me at first, this is not Star Wars. This is not major, you know. And they kind of turned me off. I said, well, okay. I'll try and bring it to somebody else. A couple of days later, a woman called me. Do you still want us to go ahead with your idea? I said, yes. Well, I got good news, Richard. She says, we're going to pay you $10,000. This is 1983.
Mm-hmm.
$10,000 is a lot.
Yes.
I wrote a 5-page letter,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to send me $10,000. Not that I was ungrateful or greedy, but the thing is, they said, well, do you know anything about the toy business? All of our toys are done for the year.
Mm.
However, this is going to be a filler toy. It's not going to be one of my mainline toys. I said, well, can you send me some of the toys or some of the action figures? So certainly. And they did. They sent me a big box of all the action figures. And somebody threw a catalog. And I opened the box and I looked, it's not in here. It was the centerfold.
Wow.
They made the action figures the centerfold. And I said, this isn't right. I said, they're going to sell a lot. Well, the bottom line is the gross sales in the first year were $350 million.
Wow.
Under custom and practice, the creator of the toy should have 1%. And if I'm correct, it's $3.5 million.
Wow.
But it's 1% to 3%. So I got, then I spent $7,000 of the $10,000 they gave me on a lawyer.
I bet.
I did. And the thing is, I says, well, when am I coming to New York? She says, because I thought it was going to be a jury trial. It wasn't. It was just him and the judge.
Ugh.
And I know that any jury at all would have done that. So that's we all lose things in life, but you can't let it eat you up.
No. And you're here to talk about it. And you that story now has helped so many people move forward in their life. This is Richard Durwald, senior consultant over at Erie County Senior Services. But more importantly, he's one of our frequent guests here on Senior Radio, and we absolutely love him. Richard, we're congratulating him.
Thank you.
90 and now being inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. And we're just so thrilled. So we're continuing on with a chronicle of his life, and we'll do it again here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon mostly cloudy skies with a couple of snow showers in the area, windy and colder conditions, high 27. For tonight, low clouds and colder with a couple of flurries, low 12. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and very cold, a bit of snow in the afternoon with little or no accumulation expected, high 22. Tomorrow night, cloudy in the evening, then partly cloudy later on, low 14. On Monday, not as cold with plenty of sun, high 30. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 26. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
This is Richard Derwald, Mr. Fitness, and our question today is, can science actually reverse aging? To many people out there listening, what I'm about to say probably will sound like science fiction. To start this segment, I'd like to talk about mitosis.
What are you talking about, mitosis?
It's a scientific word, and it means the bodily process in which all cells reproduce to create copies of themselves.
Oh, that's mitosis.
Oh, yes. The theory is that over time, this process becomes inefficient, which causes the cells to mutate and ultimately die, thereby causing aging. But many in the scientific world believe that aging should be classified as a disease that can be cured. If cells are given an infinite capacity for self-repair, then immortality becomes theoretically possible, and the fountain of youth will finally have been discovered. Many big investors outside the scientific community really believe that this is possible. Some of these investors include Larry Page, he's the co-founder of Google, and Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon. Both of these gentlemen are heavily invested in age reversal technology. This may sound a bit boastful, but after more than 70 years in the field of fitness, I have acquired age reversal information that some of these elite scientists may have missed.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal Series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you are having a wonderful weekend. We are marching towards spring, no doubt about it. No matter what the weather is like, you notice we're getting a couple more minutes of daylight every day. It's promising. All right, folks, here's our fun science fact of the day. Zebras have extremely good eyesight. In fact, a zebra's eyesight is thought to be comparable to that of an owl. Zebras are also swift runners and possess excellent hearing. So if you whisper anything about a zebra, they're going to hear you. So anyway, I did not know that they had eyesight as good as owls, but that's why we listen to the show. You listen to the show also to get great legal advice, let me tell you that. And my favorite guys are back in studio today, and these are the gentlemen from the Stamm Law Firm, just some of them, because they're such a big firm. We, of course, have Brad, we have Brian, and we have Andy Borden back with us, a corporate law and estate planning expert. So guys, nice to have you all back in studio.
Great to be back, Linda.
Linda, it's great. It's such a big compliment. We're one of your favorite guys.
Yeah, you're our favorite
guys.
Love that. Yeah, and I love it because people are always saying, "I heard that Stamm segment, and I've got questions," or "This was informationally enriching for me because I didn't know this." You hear that all the time. As a matter of fact, everybody is hearing about LLCs. Yep. I don't know what that is, but you do, and maybe you can clear the air for us and tell us how they're used.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Linda, LLCs are a main piece, believe it or not.
What does it mean? What's LLC mean?
A limited liability company. And while it sounds like, you know, some sort of corporate business law thing, what we wanted to talk about today is how intricately woven with estate planning or succession, family business succession, or your own business succession planning, and how that kind of comes together that many people don't realize. And Andy's going to explain to the listeners what we're talking about, because it's become a really big issue here locally.
Why? I mean, why? Why? Oh, Andy, jump in. Tell me why this is necessary.
Because the people of Western New York work very hard for the things that we have, and we really place a premium on protecting those assets. And so when we have valuable assets, protecting them in a limited liability company is a very valuable planning tool, both presently, meaning while you're living and while you're doing the things that you're doing, whether it be commercial or recreational for that limited liability company. There's a day-to-day value of having limited liability. It's right in the title that if there's a risky activity on a piece of property, holding that real property in a limited liability company, it limits the recovery that if someone were to sue the landlord or the owner of that property, it limits that right of recovery to the limited liability company and the assets that it holds versus you personally and your personal assets.
Oh.
So for example, if someone were hurt on a piece of property that you owned individually, they could go after everything you've worked for, everything that you own potentially. And as a litigator and as an attorney, that gives us panic attacks. And
frankly, panic attack.
And as a homeowner, right, or as a property owner. So the way that we do that, we put sort of a prophylactic barrier between our client and the risky thing, the risky activity or the potential plaintiff.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
Yep. And so by putting it in that sort of protective bubble around the property or around the activity or around the business, that limited liability company is its own legal entity. So it's born. It's formed like a person could be born. It has a life cycle. There's core documents like birth certificates for a company, though. And then when we have an end of life cycle, because we might terminate a company, same thing. We'll file dissolution paperwork as well. So thinking of it as an independent company that holds assets for you is the way that we use it as a planning tool. And so, for example, if we have a business, rather than doing the business in your name alone, so if something goes wrong, someone could have a right of recovery against you, we operate through a limited liability company and the business runs through that limited liability company. Now, the question we often get is, how do I pass this business to my kids? Or how do I sell my business to somebody else who's interested? Well, you sell them the limited liability company, or you sell them the corporate asset that we form for you. And the same thing is true for estate planning. And this is a common thing that we're seeing, is that by setting up a vehicle like a trust, that trust can hold multiple limited liability companies that are then very easy and convenient and efficient to distribute as a succession plan down the road. So for example, a trust might say, all the interest I have in my Andy's Landscaping LLC goes to my son, Fred, okay? All of the interest I might own in Vacation Beach House LLC might be distributed to my children equally. So you can distribute assets according to your wishes without having to actually do new deeds for the property, and you're giving someone their inheritance in a vehicle that already has protection around it.
Would that work with a revocable and irrevocable trust?
Yes, depending on the client's objectives. We talk about what their risks are, what their goals are, and we fit this is an overall part of an estate plan that protects the things that are important to them, but also doesn't expose them to any unnecessary risk that they might not be thinking about.
Why do you think all of a sudden people are discovering this?
Because people lose every day. And it's the losses that somehow stick in our minds, right? If we look back at the bill season, what do we think about? The moments of devastation sometimes often eclipse the moments of glory.
Yes, that's true.
And so we think in our minds, oh my gosh, my cousin, you know, just lost this, or oh my goodness, so-and-so died and they're really struggling with in a probate mess, and wouldn't it have been nicer to not be in probate court at all? We had a trust administration, could have been painless. So by people learning, both from exposure, and we hear so many times those golden referrals are referrals from our friends and our previous clients. And people are coming back and saying, hey, you helped out the Joneses or the Smiths. Can you help us out the same way? And it's because the problems are not unique. So many people have the same type of circumstance that we're really able to protect a lot of people with similar vehicles and plans, because really hardworking people have similar needs, and we're able to reach a lot of people with these tools.
Well, this is Andy Borden, everybody, a corporate lawyer and estate planner with the Stamm Law Firm. They have two offices, Williamsville and Clarence. Here's something that's perking you up a little bit and you want to call: 716-631-5767, 631-5767. Andy, are these expensive to get an LLC?
there's always a cost for formation. Mm-hmm. So when we form an LLC, there's a cost. However, the cost of forming that LLC is pales in comparison to any negative action that could come later, right? So it would only be one lawsuit or one mm-hmm. one problem would completely make it worth it. It's really cheap insurance is the way that I describe it to my clients. That initial formation cost, you know, could be, you know, in the hundreds or thousands of dollars, depending on what you're trying to do. However, what the negative consequence and then the relief that you're getting is certainly worth it over the long haul for the vast majority of my clients.
And they're relatively easy to set up.
Oh, it's painless.
As Andy has said to me when I said to him, my brother and I want to set this up to buy something, he's like, well, I can have it done tonight. You know, it's not hard to do.
And the maintenance from over the course of a year, people are sometimes intimidated by, well, I don't want to own a business. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's really easy. And with good advisement from us or from any competent attorney, you can make it a really painless process to own and operate an LLC to make your estate plan efficient and your life sort of move smoothly with limited risk.
If you have one of these and you've set this up and you sell your business to your son or whatever, do you have to set it up again or just change the people involved?
So what I would say is anytime there's any sort of change, it's always best practice to let us look at the documents. Let's make sure that the purchase agreement, mm-hmm. the transfer documents are correct. Let's make sure that your stock ledger is up to date. Let's make sure that your corporate minutes book is up to date, that you've been doing the things that you should have done. People forget they get into their day-to-day operation and doing the things that make them successful, which is running a business. They forget about the blocking and tackling that needs to happen every once in a while on these corporate books. That's a great point, Linda. Come on in. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Let me see your books and let's make sure that the transition is clean so that there's no tax issue, that there's no compliance issue, that there's no IRS issue, that everything looks good when we take a peek at the books.
Now, is an LLC only for a business or might you use that for
absolutely
extra
not.
Property or yep. extra property, houses yes. or
holding
assets.
Rental properties? Yep.
Oh,
rental
okay.
properties or vacation properties are very common uses for limited liability companies. If I have a large number of relatives and I want to leave the beach house to, that kind of thing. We have a ton of clients who have cottages in Canada or cottages in the Finger Lakes or hunting cabins in the Southern Tier. And we use LLCs as a primary vehicle to hold those because they're so easy to pass them out of a trust to your family for the next generation to love and enjoy.
Wow. Especially if you're renting something too, as Brian and Andy and I have talked about, if you're using a property as a rental, you don't know what could happen. You don't control.
That's right.
I mean, you can't control mm-hmm. the people that are renting. Could be a good friend, but you never know when some crazy tragedy
could happen,
happens.
Right.
But if you're building a bubble around that in terms of protecting yourself,
mm-hmm.
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And it's an absolute no-brainer.
And these are legal documents that are available. All you have to do is research it, go to the right people, and make sure you're protected.
And Linda, I would be remiss if I didn't make the one caveat that there beware of false prophets in the sense that there are many services that will tell you that they will form you an LLC.
Yes.
It is a process that is fraught with hassle because there is very limited support, if any support, and then the core documents to fulfill a complete and accurate formation, which includes publication of that limited liability company in newspapers and filing of documents, there's absolutely no follow-through or support. So we have a ton of people who come to us and say, hey, I tried to form this on my own, and I'm in trouble. And so then we have to start from scratch or pick it back up. So I would always counsel people, just come in for a consultation. Even if you don't decide to go forward, come take advantage of the free consultation. Let us talk to you about your limited liability company before you jump so that you don't take a couple steps in the wrong direction and have to retrace your steps.
Also, especially important if that is out of state.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because jurisdictional rules for limited liabilities companies are critical. And so knowing where you're operating and how you're operating is something I would love to review with you in advance.
Yeah. It's very scary when I see commercials for, hey, you can do this yourself. You know, I don't think so.
I get that question. I don't really know how to answer it. And Brian probably gets it too. We look at him like,
Andy brings up a great point. A lot of people come in with their own wills that they've done or healthcare proxies from maybe the GM union mm-hmm. lawyer. But it's not a New York will. Mm. It's not acceptable in New York. And they say, what do you mean it's not acceptable? It hasn't been witnessed. There hasn't been an attestation by the witnesses. There's little things like that people think they can do on LegalZoom and stuff. They, honestly, Linda, they just can't.
You can't.
It's not that expensive to do it the right way
exactly.
one time.
And the stamps will make sure The I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and you're getting the best legal advice you could possibly ask for. You're going to learn so much with just one meeting. The Stamm Law Firm, two offices, Williamsville, Clarence, 716-631-5767. By all means, get in touch today or email them at stammlaw.com. Hey, they're here on Senior Radio for you almost every month.
People are moving to Florida in record numbers, over 1,200 new residents per day. Florida Bound Truck Share is a new full-service door-to-door moving company. The Florida Bound Truck Share is an affordable way to move your stuff at only a fraction of the cost of the other guys. Serving Western New York and Southern Ontario. Moving to Florida? Call us now. 716-913-1097. That's 716-913-1097. Florida Truck Share will get you there.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo at a new time, noon to 1 p.m., Saturdays on WBEN. It's the Winter Boot Sale at Route 5 Boots and SAS Shoes. All winter boots are on sale. Save up to 50% now on select styles. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Route 5 is Western New York's premier comfort shoe and boot store, featuring all your favorite brands, including Chippewa, Tanner, Keen, Zamberlin, SAS, Birkenstock, Dansko, and Taos, just to name a few. Hurry in now to Route 5 Boots and SAS Shoes for this amazing winter boot sale.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Senior Radio Buffalo, Linda Pellegrino here with you, and again in studio with one of my most fascinating guests, and that's attorney Lindy Korn. She's been a local attorney, and she really heads up incredible discrimination cases here in Western New York. She's one heck of a litigator, but I'll tell you, and another important part of her practice is mediation, and that can really bring a lot of closure to so many different clients who have been hurt in what has happened to them throughout the years. Lindy practices what she calls a therapeutic jurisprudence in her office because therapists come to the table. Because you can't, I really don't believe that somebody who has been discriminated against hasn't been mentally injured in some way, because sometimes you're living with this for years. Lindy understands that and brings professionals to the table. She's so thrilled this morning to bring one of her colleagues with her, Dr. Alex Bitterman, who's a legal assistant in Lindy's office. So good morning to you both, Lindy
Good morning, Alex.
And Lindy, we're talking about mediation and how this is a different path for people to find their justice. And you've had some incredible circumstances with different cases and different people finding their voice through mediation.
Yes, I believe that mediation is a healing process, and I believe that for discrimination and the way it affects one's body, one's mind, one's perception of themselves, as well as an employer going through what they go through, it's really a holistic, creative design piece that is so much more it's remedial in a way that a court process or the vortex of litigation cannot ever meet. But what I wanted to say is that mediation is party-driven. The party, the plaintiff and the employer, and whoever is the symbol of the employer, they're the ones that have decisional authority about who comes to the table, about what we eat during the day or not, you know, whether they want to be together in the room, usually for some time, or be apart and then come back together. But I wanted to say also, there's a great deal of creativity and importance to who comes. So in one case that I had where there was a person with a severe disability, and that was physical, and then after being traumatized at work, there was an emotional component, and she wanted her therapist at the table. And this was in person. There are, you know, remote tables mm-hmm. as well. And so, of course, if that's what the plaintiff wanted, that's my job. Mm-hmm. And so, indeed, the therapist came and was at the table. And what was fascinating was that during the process, and that usually shifts happen, but it takes many, many hours. I once was there until midnight, you know, starting at like 10 o'clock wow. in the morning. It doesn't always go that long, but it does take hours and hours. So it's not quick. And it can be over multiple days, but it also can be one day. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, this person, when the therapist was at the table, and halfway through the mediation, maybe after 4 hours, she said, could I please have everybody leave the room? I want to just be in the room with me and my therapist. And so, you know, I said, well, if that's what you want. And I said, would everybody agree? Mm-hmm. And everybody agreed. And everybody left. And indeed, what happened was that she had a therapeutic session during the mediation for 45 minutes with her therapist, which allowed her to then continue to do the work she needed to do to get to a mediated settlement agreement.
My goodness.
And the point is, why should that not be possible?
Right.
And this person emotionally was frail at the time she wanted this time alone, and after the session for 45 minutes, she had strength, she had calm, and she was able to go the distance to get to an actual agreement. Wow. And the other thing is, I've had an instance where a therapist came, and the other side wanted to talk to the therapist, and so the mediator talked to myself and the client. And the mediator and the therapist, we agreed, went into the defense, the separate room. They asked questions. They got answers. And it was very helpful to the plaintiff, you know.
Yeah.
And the employer felt, wow, you know, they got a chance
this.
To
right.
examine an expert.
Right.
Well, you could get it, but it would be, you know, in the midst of discovery and, you know, much more advanced litigation. But this was done with consent mm-hmm. and with a helping attitude. And indeed, that really made a difference to the employer, you know. And so what I'm just saying is there are many different people that need to be at the table. There's many different ways a mediation can look and feel. And if it results in a mediated agreement, most people are very, very satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let me just go off track here for a second. A lot of people who divorce, and if they have mediation, they'll always say, boy, that was really great for us because we didn't want to hate each other at the end. And there's a lot about mediation that can be very, very healing. And that's really what you want. You want to leave your client whole.
Absolutely.
You know, after
Absolutely.
After maybe this
yes.
person hasn't been heard for years and years and years.
Yes.
That must be amazing when you can get to that point with someone.
Yeah. So, Alex, you have a little a theory about what you've seen with people's voice.
I do have a theory. And I think when people are able to sort of vocalize the experience that they've moved through, what I think I say
at the end of it is that they have designed or developed their superpower.
Mm.
And the patience of moving through that process, but also sort of the cathartic experience of being able to say, this is what happened to me. This is how it made me feel. This is how it impacted my family. This is how it impacted my life. That's so very important through that process. And that's definitely not something that that person would get in court.
No, no. These have been a series of powerful sessions, Lindy, that we've done, these interviews, because for so many people who may be listening to this, if you have suffered from discrimination and it's not something that you even want to think about, it's something that's deep now inside of you, you understand that there is a way forward, and it may be through mediation, and Lindy can walk you through this with her incredible team. And Lindy, I bet you there's an awful lot of people out there who don't realize that this is another path that people can take. I don't want to confront somebody and start this whole thing, but I need healing. I need it. And here it is. Here could be the answer.
Well, and it really is, you know, because we're not used to talking like this or talk about feelings, you know, but mediation is a very formal process, as well as it's a very flexible process, you know. But what really sings to me is that you're talking about what matters.
Yes.
And you're also, everybody respectfully mm-hmm. has to listen to each other, not listen to argue, listen to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different practice skill, okay? And so when you go to a mediation and you're listening to understand, not to fight and bite, you really hear different things. And I think everybody learns a lot more about what happened. And then you focus, okay, what can we do about it?
Right.
You know? So the next morning after someone has settled through a mediation, they're exhausted, but they usually wake up feeling relieved and ready to go forward. And that's wonderful.
That's amazing. It's
and
like
having
weapons
discovered
down.
Their superpower.
Yes, yes. Superpower. I'm telling you, I learned a lot in these segments. This is amazing. Lindy Korn, folks, we're so, so happy to have Lindy here in Western New York, and she can help you with this too. 856-5676. Say, Lindy, I just heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo, and I had to call.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide.
Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro. And I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I am so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.